And let's take another call. We've got several people waiting. Diane from Auburn has been waiting quite a while. Hello, Diane.
Dr. Sherman.
Yes.
Thank you for taking my call.
You bet.
I have a question regards my granddaughter who just turned 14 years old, and she is having anxiety attacks whenever she goes physically to school. This has been going on for the last 2 years. When she goes to school online through the state program at home, it goes away. Now, she just recently tried to go back to school again, and now it's starting all up again, and it's very, very severe pain. She has had ultrasounds, the MRIs, the colonoscopy, the endoscopy, and food exclusions. And so next week she is scheduled to see the nurse practitioner, but my concern is I'm worried that they're going to put her on antidepressants. Drugs of some kind.
Yeah.
Do you have any suggestions?
Well, has she ever talked about what might be happening at school? Could there be some bullying going on, or is there a specific part of school that she's anxious about? Or
she has been to the counselors there, and she's an A student. And when she had her ultrasound, the person that was doing the ultrasound, she says, "You girls of your age are the ones that are coming in here, and they're A students." So she's not bothered by anything at school. She's got a good circle of friends.
Okay.
And so we have had to rule that out.
Okay.
So we don't know what to do. We would like to go the natural way, but of course the family insurance does not cover naturopathy.
Uh-huh. Well, in general, we try to figure out what's behind the anxiety. And typically in situational anxiety episodes like that, you know, sometimes you'll get this really big surge of adrenal hormones, which, you know, put you in a fight or flight mode. And at age 14, of course, the adrenals are really strong, and it can create, you know, rapid heart rate, and feels like your heart's in your throat and you're on alert. You know, that's something you can basically calm down with a few nutrients. One of the things I often reach for is GABA, G-A-B-A.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of the main neurotransmitters that is very calming in the brain. So it's something we naturally produce. But, you know, when you're feeling really anxious, it tends to be overwhelmed by the adrenal adrenaline and epinephrine and those things. So maybe giving her a little bit of GABA, making sure she sleeps well at night, goes to bed early, that can be very useful. In fact, as a patient, we often will check the various neurotransmitters to see if they're in balance. So we can kind of promote the relaxing neurotransmitters. And then also calming the excitatory neurotransmitters. So those are the things we like to do. Also, I often give magnesium as sort of a muscle relaxant. And she could also even do Epsom salt baths, which they have found that a lot of the magnesium in those are well absorbed. Up to 25% of the magnesium in the salts are absorbed there. So.
Oh, wow.
Quite relaxing.
Wow.
Yeah, she could do that at night. And they also have talked about niacinamide, which is a B vitamin. It sometimes will have benzodiazepine effects, which benzodiazepine is a highly addictive sedative, you know, things like Valium, and but taking small amounts can also help with calming her on the school day, especially. And she can take about 500 milligrams three times a day. And
Which one?
The niacinamide, it's called.
Of the niacinamide.
Uh-huh.
And to check the neurotransmitters, would this be an expensive cost for her to come to one of your clinics?
She could call the clinic and, connect with various pricing as far as physicians, but the actual test, actually in Washington State, if you're here in Washington, you're from Auburn, mm-hmm. right? Yeah. So,
yes. Uh-huh.
So you can actually order your own tests, and we offer that through Meridian Valley Lab, which is, right above our clinic. So mm-hmm. we do a lot of testing through them. So you could go ahead and order the urine test that measures those neurotransmitters and also do a little bit of your own research, or call back next week when Dr. Wright's here, and you can get a little more input on what might be useful there. So, okay.
Would it be recommended that we do this test ourselves first and then make an appointment with your clinic?
I think I would recommend that. I think it could be a very simple thing to treat, and if we had a better picture of her neurotransmitters, that would be ideal.
So which clinic? Now, we're down in the South End, and uh-huh. They're down in Bonnie Lake area. What clinic would you recommend?
I would recommend the Tukwila branch. Tukwila. That phone number is 206-812-9988.
9988.
Diane, I'm sorry, we have to take a quick break here. If you want to hold, feel free.
That's fine. I've got enough information. So what I'll do then is call the clinic, but I want to have her take this test first then.
Sounds good. All right. Thanks, Diane.
Thank
good luck.
Thank you very much. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.